Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Line drive, left center, base hit. Here comes Lowe. Here comes the throw to the plate. Not in time. The Brock star. Brock Holt has won it for the Rangers as the Rangers have walked off the Giants in 11 innings by the score of 4-3.
Rangers party like a Brock star last night. Brock Holt gets the game winning hit and delivers for the Texas Rangers 4-3 over the San Francisco Giants. That's how we kick off your headlines here on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan.
Party like a Brock.
Party like a Brock. Troy Hughes holding it down for us here. Yeah, I got to let this marinate for a second. Let the beat drop.
Party like a Brock. Party like a Brock star. Party like
good.
A Brock.
You know what I'm saying? So Brock Holt, he gets it done last night for the Texas Rangers as they are off today before they head on the road to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers in Los Angeles. But good for the Texas Rangers. They split their two-game set with the San Francisco Giants yesterday.
Giants are not bad at all. I mean, they are very, very high in just about every category in the National League. But you get yourself a little come-from-behind win. You get a bloop single, and I do mean a bloop, from Adolis. And then you go on and win in extras. It's a good little day. And now it's time to get a road win.
Yeah, you think?
Can we please?
I'm not really sure about that. Like Kevin said, the road begins tomorrow with the Dodgers, and it continues down into the armpit against the Astros. And also, RJ, like we've said about this team all season, this team will never, ever, ever be hot. But they will have a flash. And yesterday was a flash. So when those flashes come, enjoy them. Because they're far and in between.
Yes, absolutely. But, I mean, we're talking about, what, 12 straight road losses? No, more than that.
Yeah, it's more than that.
More than that. It's like, yeah, it's way more than that. It's 14. And we're sitting here with no end in sight on that. I mean, they just went 0-9 in their last road trip. And now you can go face the Dodgers and the Astros.
I mean, they did sweep the Astros.
Yeah,
you know, here at Globe Life Field. So you never know; they could carry that same mojo down there to Houston. And I hope for Jarrett Sandler's sake that they do sweep the Astros.
15
straight on the road. Okay.
Taking
on the Dodgers. The Rangers are off today. Get their mind right before they head out to Los Angeles.
Troy, their last road win was May 6th. At Minnesota.
Also, it's been over a full month.
It was May 6th.
Wow.
So bad.
So when you put it in perspective like that, that's...
I've got hope.
If you're going to break it, you go to Los Angeles to go handle your business there.
Go face the team that has the highest spin rate when they pitch. I mean, they're not using anything. No.
Trevor Bauer.
Clearly they're not.
They're not using a thing.
Not at all. You should get at least double-digit hits.
Man, I'll tell you, I was all in. I was all in last night on watching those. Another thing, MLB could have done this. Hey, look, Gerrit Cole's pitching against Josh Donaldson. Josh Donaldson's the one that outed all these pitchers. Josh Donaldson is pitching against the guy he called out, or is hitting against him. Let's tune in. Let's do an at-bat here. And, you know, Cole struck him out a couple times. I was like, I got to see this. Is he going to hit him? What's he going to do? What's going to happen here?
I mean, to kind of bounce off that you're talking about with Donaldson and Gerrit Cole, Michael Kay is the voice of the Yankees television broadcast. And yesterday on his radio show, he actually suggested that maybe Cole should do something, as you hear in this audio clip. TV quality, but you get it.
And I'm not advocating. Please don't think I'm advocating for it. But I think Chris Garland said at the end of the show yesterday with us, Josh Donaldson getting one right in the ribs for opening his mouth. Well, why are you jumping me? Even Cole said that was low-hanging fruit because he's the guy with the big contract. He's getting one right in the ribs in the first inning. Right in the ribs. You want to talk? Try talking with a broken rib.
Not sure many play-by-play guys.
You would not hear many. Imagine hearing Nadell
come out here
and say, oh, he's going to get a broken rib.
It's going to go right into the ribs, which, by the way, a few hours later during batting practice, Josh Donaldson was clearly wearing a rib protector around him.
Oh, was he really?
He wore one during batting practice.
Which means he wore one during the game.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's amazing. That's chicken-esque, too. Keep them ribs available.
Yeah.
Keep them ribs open.
And more so than anything, if you're Josh Donaldson, you're willing to name names, keep that same energy for your guys in your own club. Because I'm sure there's a couple of guys on your own pitching staff who are probably doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get out here and name names, keep that same energy for everybody.
Man, what a loser thing to do. To try to out people. Like, I just, you know, now, there are some things where you do out someone on, right?
I'm about to say, how you feeling about Mike Fiers then?
That's a loser thing to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. All right. As long as you're consistent. Okay. Okay.
Like, you know, especially if I know you. Like, I know Troy. If Troy committed, if he did something wrong, I'm probably not going to out him. Troy's my guy. I keep my secrets. Yeah, I keep secrets.
You're also Italian, so yeah, it's in your
right.
blood.
It is.
Now we're getting to it. Okay.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert wins the Defensive Player of the Year for the third time in his career. He becomes the fourth player to win the award at least three times, joining Dikembe Mutombo, who won it four times, Ben Wallace, Basketball Hall of Famer Ben Wallace, four times, and Dwight Howard three times. So Rudy Gobert making history as the Defensive Player of the Year for this NBA season. Ben Simmons was also a top five Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Micah Parsons signs his rookie deal yesterday. Micah Parsons, the 12th overall pick for your Dallas Cowboys, tweeted out the photo to the Dallas Cowboys. Parsons puts pen to paper to get his rookie deal done. He's going to see a $660,000 base salary in 2021, and his signing bonus is about $10 million for one Micah Parsons.
So, that's a good day.
Good day for him. So Micah Parsons gets his deal done. Speaking of get it done, the Phoenix Suns last night behind your man Chris Paul, they got it done 123-98. Chris Paul continues to make history for himself and the NBA, becomes the first player in NBA postseason history with 15 assists in a game for three different franchises. His stat line last night for the point guard, 17 points, 15 assists. He had as many turnovers as you and I did last night. Zero.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I had a couple turnovers of my own. Apple. Very nice.
Oh, did you? Apple turnover. Good for
dad
you.
Dad joke.
I love dad jokes, man. Come on now.
That's my job.
Yeah, I know. Chris Paul has been... I mean, look, you could have made the case he was the MVP or one of them. You could have made that case. I would have still voted for Joker, but... You could easily made the case that Chris Paul was the MVP this year, and that team is just, you know, they're playing good basketball.
Yeah, Chris Paul is giving me 1995 vibes because right now he is housing Nikola Jokic's MVP that he won just the other day, because Chris Paul has been putting on an absolute show so far in these Western Conference semifinals as the series goes back to Denver with the Denver Nuggets down 0-2 to Monty Williams and the Phoenix Suns. LeBron James. He's going to be changing his number from number 23 to number 6, sources told The Athletic's Shams Charania and Tim Cato yesterday. LeBron James going to be going from 23 to 6. Anthony Davis, though, is going to stay with the number 3. So he will don that number he wore when the... Yeah, he'll stay with number 3, well, Anthony Davis, I'm sorry. And, of course, LeBron James. He wore a number 6 during international competition for Team USA way back in the day. So, number 23 going to be put away for LeBron.
You know, and as Troy could tell you, it's been put away for the kids, too. I don't see hardly anybody wear number 23 anymore. Now, I wonder if that's going to change around sports. At least in baseball, nobody wears it. And, you know, my kids' basketball, nobody really wears it either. But, you know, with Tatis getting 23, I wonder if that changes things a little bit. But LeBron, yet another defector from 23. I mean, I get it. Well, he's doing it for Space Jam, whatever. I don't know. But, you know, I do wish, because, you know, Kobe did the same thing. What is he? What do you remember him as?
Oh, for LeBron James and his number?
Like, I think of him as 6 anyway.
For LeBron James?
Yeah.
Well, he was originally going to change back to it in 2019. So you're talking about with the Miami Heat days is what you remember him most for in terms of that number?
Yeah, because those Cav uniforms sucked anyway.
Some of the later Cavs uniforms, like some of the City Edition uniforms, you know, went a little bit better. But yeah, I understand with the Miami Heat, because that was his kind of like his Duke years, you know, left Cleveland, couldn't win a championship there. He goes to Miami, you know, wins a couple championships before, you know, he returns home to deliver a championship to Cleveland. So I get where you come from with there. But yeah, the Lakers star will be seen in number 6 before next season because, as you mentioned, in the upcoming movie Space Jam, A New Legacy, he wears number 6 for the Toon Squad. So,
Slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam.
Man, you know what? We may have to take you to karaoke one night. I mean, you don't drink, so we're going to figure out how to get you lit.
No.
Man.
I know. Never go bar hopping with Kevin Gray and Kevin Hagelin.
No, they're the ones to go bar hopping with.
Oh, I'll be a designated driver. Yeah, I got
you.
I'll
take care of them. The more, you know, kind of drunk you get, the funnier they become.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, because part of that, too, is the enjoyment. I was just laughing at everybody else, too.
Yep.
Because I'm the only one that's going to remember what everybody else did while everybody else passed out the back of the car.
That's why, because I do really stupid things when I get drunk, and I want everybody else to not remember either.
Yes, you do.
Because I'll be the guy that reminds you, hey, you know what you did last night?
Yeah.
Shout out, Screwball.
So dangerous.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on the BetQL hotline, you can find him on Twitter at Fish Sports. He is a double insider for the Dallas Cowboys and the Dallas Mavericks. Of course, he is Mike Fisher. Mike, good morning to you, sir.
Morning, boys.
Dak Prescott becomes the highest paid NFL athlete to join the Jordan brand, Mike Fisher.
I don't know anything about him. About shoes. I don't get it.
I know, but back when you were a kid, I mean, you didn't have shoes. You were walking barefoot.
Uphill in the snow both ways. I like shoes and I like money, but I don't fully understand the connection. I don't understand what was the attraction to Adidas in the first place. Nothing against Adidas. I still can't figure out if Jordan brand is Nike. Is it?
Yes. It's the offshoot. Jordan brand is the offshoot of what was Nike when Jordan first initially joined Nike.
Okay. I do think it's fair to say, and this is not a criticism of anybody, but this is yet another benefit of being America's team, right?
Very much so. And Dak Prescott, I think specifically for him, his own personal brand just continues to grow, and the expansion of what he's become visibly, not only as the Cowboys quarterback, but just in sports in general, he's becoming one of the more likable individuals in all of sports, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, after or in the morning workout, in our meeting with Mike McCarthy yesterday, he talked about getting to know the real Dak Prescott. And he said he's as real a person as I've ever dealt with. And of course, that makes you think back over the years of the people that he's dealt with, the high profile people that he's dealt with, which is an impressive list. You know, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, obviously the top names that would pop out. And he's trying to tell us that Dak Prescott is the realist. And it's quite a compliment. And it's something that, that the world is going to get to know, unless the Cowboys don't win 10 games, in which case Dak Prescott will be the highest paid GOAT. And I don't mean greatest of all time in football.
Well, if they don't win 10 games, I mean, yeah, that especially in a 17-game season, that's even more magnified. I mean, you're getting an extra win. You're getting an extra opportunity to win right. that 10th. You know, so, but how much leeway does he get with the injury? I mean, like, you know, because let's be fair, he should be healthy. He should be healthy. He should be the bone is going to be cured. Everything's going to be healed. It already is. There's the leeway aspect of it is going to be interesting to see who gives him a pass and who doesn't.
Yeah, the leeway is over. And the leeway is over because he's telling us it's over. And I'm out there, Broadus and myself. I mean, I'm telling you guys, and we're all going to see this at training camp. There is no issue. It's gone.
See, I should have talked to Dak before he did this because he needed – Yeah, he needed to downplay how healthy he is.
Yeah, but he's going the opposite direction.
I know. It's crazy.
I buried it. He's saying to the media, us, you know, I wish nicely, I wish you guys had helped me bury it. And as I told Nosebleeds last night, I'd like to respond to him by saying, that's not our job. We're going to monitor what you do, but you're doing a good job of burying it yourself. Guys, again, yesterday, scramble drill. Which is okay. You got to make it up as you go along. You got to innovate. You got to create. You got to do it on the fly. Scramble drill, and he was brilliant again. He probably, in fairness, probably have some overthrows in the red zone that are probably mostly about timing. But other than that, his mastery of what they're trying to do here is at least as good as it's ever been. We're gonna get to training camp, and a couple days are gonna pass. And then we will not write about Dak Prescott's ankle anymore.
Mike Fisher, double insider for the Cowboys and Mavericks, joining us right here on Sean and RJ on 105 through the Fan. Mike, give us some more insight on what's going on with Amari Cooper and his ankle and what it means for him in the start of training camp.
I've learned over the years, Choppy's known me a long time. I'm trying to get less irritated by this crap and just learn to be more bemused by it. In the morning, Mike McCarthy said, we're hopeful that Amari Cooper is going to be ready for training camp. Okay. That's the truth. He's got the ankle surgery that he's recovering from. The surgery was minor and the issue that he has right now is minor. And then NFL Network kind of takes that quote and through no fault of the reporter, Ian Rappaport, it becomes the telephone game. And the next thing you know is we've got headlines saying, Amari Cooper might miss training camp. Well, no, he might miss the first couple days of training camp, but the Cowboys are hopeful that he won't. So I circled back in the afternoon and asked somebody inside the building. I said, has something changed from this morning? No, it's the same. It's the same level of relative non-concern. It's the same minor irritation, and it's the same minor surgery. This is 6 weeks. We have 5.5 weeks, right, Chop? Something like that. I bet you he continues to rehab and doesn't do too much on it for 5 weeks and training camps in 5.5 weeks. You do the math. This is not a crisis. This is not going to be a problem. But it is amusing the way that we turn it into one.
And everything's a go for camp, right? It is official. Oxnard, you know, media, fans, everything's a go, right? Or is it not? No, not with the fans.
It's not official. Jerry, it was Clarence and myself a couple weeks ago, Jerry saying, you know, we're full go. He said, but, you know, let's not write that yet because the league doesn't want us to say that yet. And then like 15 other reporters came up and Jerry said the word, we're full go. Or what he said, all systems go. That's what he said. He said like 15 more times, at which point it made headlines. So officially, Chop, no. Unofficially, pack your bags.
Mike Fisher, double insider for the Cowboys and Mavericks, joining us right here on 105 through the Fan. Mike, other my observations for you so far through these first couple of days of minicamp as they wrap up today?
Yeah, the idea that this offense is going to be unstoppable, that's basically the word Michael Gallup uses. We all think it's because of the wide receiver weapons, which makes perfect sense. Their offensive line has come back intact and healthy. Tyron Smith is happy and healthy. You remember there was some concern in the offseason about both those issues. That's gone. His surgery on his neck is something that he could have done 3 years ago and got the issue alleviated, but he kept wanting to warrior his way through games. So a blessing in disguise, he got the surgery. Lyle Collins learned a lesson. He's not a fat guy anymore. He's gigantic, but he's not a fat guy. And Zach Martin with his calf, all three of those guys will be ready to roll once we get to training camp. They're already doing plenty of work. But I think the pivot point here is Ezekiel Elliott. And again, you're going to have to come see it in person to understand it, or just trust us. He looks as much like as close to a scat back kind of runner as he ever has in his NFL career. He is, Dak said, he's healthier than he's ever been. And Dak said, and when he's healthy and when things are right, he's the best running back in the league. I don't know about that. I don't think I'd agree with that. But to diss Ezekiel Elliott by thinking that Tony Pollard's suddenly better, or there's 15 other running backs I'd rather have, those people are going to be shocked by the elusiveness of Ezekiel Elliott, who's still going to be a power runner. He's still a large man. He's still his head is still the same size as Kevin Gogan's and mine, which is huge, as you know.
So yeah, your head's big for a different reason.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But so he's a large man. But he's moving like he's in peak physical condition. And I go back to something. Emmett Smith talked about it at the end of last season. He said, remember when Zeke had COVID and we all just kind of said, oh, okay, well, he had COVID, but now he's fine. Maybe he wasn't fine.
No. I mean, Cam Newton wasn't.
Along with not having your offensive line and your quarterback. I think Ezekiel Elliott is in for a high-quality season and will still be a centerpiece of so much of what they do.
Maybe this year he can actually have a longer rush than Daniel Jones does. That'd be nice.
You know, he's not going to have 60-yard runs.
No, it's not him.
Yeah. Talk about the rushing title. It seems to me to win a rushing title, you probably got to mix in some 60-yard runs. To get to 1,000 yards, all you need is 60 yards per game. Somewhere in between that is going to be Zeke's numbers, and he's going to be just fine.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider, also our Mavericks insider, join us here 105 through the Fan. Have not had a chance to talk to you since their Game 7 loss. Before we get to KP, put your final thought on the season, on the Game 7 loss, success, failure, obviously, and then we've got to ask about whether or not they're going to bring back old Porzingis next year.
Okay, failure. Because you didn't really get better. And the roster didn't really get better. Now, if you somehow win Game 7, we could say, okay, well, you've advanced, therefore you're better. Or maybe you get drilled in the next round and it was all a mirage. But you got drilled in Game 7. It wasn't close. And so it registers as a failure, and also registers as a failure on the people in charge. They didn't make the roster good enough. The roster is not substantially better than it was a year ago. In fact, given what our old friend Curry is doing with the Sixers, the roster might be worse than it was a year ago. If you could go back and undo that trade, maybe you would. The people that think that Kristaps Porzingis is not the problem, and this is partly Donnie Nelson's fault, and Chop, we love Donnie. But Donnie comes out the other day and basically makes it sound like the issue between Porzingis and Luka is that Luka needs to pass it to him more. Donnie, that's you are playing with fire. And Donnie's wrong-headed comment, and he is wrong, has caused kind of the casual media observer of the Mavericks to echo those sentiments. And the next thing you know now, there's a big segment of Mavs watchers who think that Luka Doncic is a ball hog.
Yeah, the unfortunate gaslighting.
He kind of is, though. I mean, but, you know, he is somewhat out of necessity.
I mean, but low-key,
that's his game.
That's gaslighting for what we're talking about with Luka Doncic and his ability to be the kind of player he is and whether or not he's a ball hog or not. I feel like we're going a little too far here.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And Donnie obviously didn't use those words, but he talked about he's got to mature and learn when to make those kill shots and when to pat. We're asking for of these two guys, we're asking Luka to be the one who matures? You got to be kidding me. You look at his body language. KP's on the court. Listen to his comments as Kevin Gray and I do after every game, even after wins. If KP doesn't score 25 points after a win, right? Tell me I'm right, Kevin.
Yeah.
Post game is what? Oh, I've got to learn to wrap my head around this. This is really psychologically difficult. Son, you just won the game. What are you talking about?
That's why I like him.
He thought he was going to come here and be the star.
Yeah.
And what happened is the other guy became the star. That's the problem. This ball hog idea and the triple doubles are a problem. Well, this invention is, I'm embarrassed for the people that think it. You think Luka Doncic, when he gets his triple double, doesn't wish that Porzingis would have got one more rebound so Luka didn't have to? You think that Luka wouldn't have sacrificed some of his 14 points or some of his 46 points so somebody else could have scored 16 more so they could have won? You think Luka doesn't wish that somebody else would get an assist so they could pass it to him so he could take an open shot? He doesn't get triple doubles out of selfishness. This is the least selfish superstar in the league. And the people who are comparing him to James Harden, not because they've got similar skills, because they do have similar skills, but making it sound like he's selfish. James Harden just did one of the most selfish things that anybody's done in NBA history in strip club fatting his way out of Houston. Luka Doncic just did one of the most unselfish things in NBA history. He almost won an MVP because he can pass. Let's use our heads here and figure out that the centerpiece that you must build around and the skills you build around are Luka Doncic. And by the way, if you don't think that you can envision a Kristaps Porzingis trade, and I've seen a lot of people say that, you need to open your eyes because it's not nearly as hard as people are making it.
Is he here next year?
No.
All right. Okay. You're wrong, but whatever.
If he's here next year, it'll be against the will of the people that know better. There, Choppy, there won't be rumors about KP trades. There will be efforts to trade Kristaps Porzingis. And by the way, when you start to understand the salary cap, and Chop, I'm not asking you to take out the number two pencil here, but I'm going to help you think your way through this. If you keep Tim Hardaway, it leaves you with about $14 million of cap room. Okay, good. If you want Tim Hardaway, and they do, move Porzingis and his $30 million. Take back a cheaper starter. Take back a starter that makes $15 million. By the way, you don't need to get a star back for Porzingis because you're not trading a star out. You're trading a starter, not a star. Give me a $15 million player back. I just created, now I have $30 million of cap room. Now I can do something. And besides that, cap space isn't king anyway. The Mavericks need to be a destination city for NBA players, not just free agents, but anybody that wants to move. And if they can't make this a destination city when they have the most unselfish superstar in basketball, and he's 22, and he ought to be a magnet, then we'll start firing people in the front office.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Stunning revelation about why Major League Baseball free agents and the baseballs are connected when it comes to what's going on right now.
Dude, when I saw this, I about lost it. I saw this this morning. But he's accusing Major League Baseball of tweaking the balls in order to decrease free agent salaries and depress the salaries. Okay? So,
jeez.
Like, think of it like this. In 2019, 7 of the top 10 free agents were pitchers. So what did they do? They juiced the baseball. The ball flew out in 2019 at record numbers. Well, what does that do? Well, it makes the pitcher's ERAs go up. So the best pitcher on the market, let's say the best pitcher on the market is Jake DeGrom. Okay?
Who at one point was running out of a 0.62 ERA.
Yeah. But let's say Jake DeGrom all of a sudden goes and has a year where he's given up bombs up the right because of the juice ball, and his ERA is 3.5. Well, they're going to pay him, theoretically, commensurate with other guys whose ERA is 3.5, not 1.5, which would be the best guy in baseball, and you would pay him more than anybody else in the game.
So, a.k.a. we're paying him less money because he didn't perform as well.
Exactly. This year, you've got a hitter-heavy free agent class. And what do we have? We've got a dead baseball. So the powers that be at the league level. So 2021, you're on pace for the lowest batting average and highest strikeout rate in history. So you've got raised seams, which create more spin,
mm-hmm.
which allow for a four-seam fastball to stay at its vertical plane for a longer amount of time. So it's higher, spinning more. Late kick. You ever hear that hop? You hear the hop people talk about, right? So when the ball gets kind of near home plate, it just got that little late kick. Well, hard to hit.
It's more difficult to hit, yeah.
Yep. You know, hitters want a ball that's dropping, not going up. And then you factor in a lighter, slightly lighter baseball. May not travel as far. So now you got a dead ball, and you've got a hitter-heavy free agent class, which, I mean, I don't know about you, but if I'm a hitter, or if I'm a team and the best hitter on the market is batting 212 with, you know, high strikeouts and he's, you know, his 45 home runs are now 32. Well, now I'm paying him a lot less.
Yeah, I'm not paying you. Yeah.
you ain't making Mike Trout money. So, I mean, this is...
That's a hell of an accusation. Like, that is, based on the way that you described it, though, that makes the weirdest amount of sense that I mean, as you describe it, because yeah, but this is what I don't get about Major League Baseball. You've got players making these kinds of accusations. You've got, you know, the stick'em with, you know, the baseballs and foreign substances. Why does baseball self-sabotage like this? And to make the accusation that Major League Baseball is colluding together to keep salaries down because of a heavy hitter market coming up,
which they've
that's
done.
Wild to me.
The league is, you know, the league's done that before. They've colluded. But all the sports, I bet, have at some point. You would just think now, Baseball is the only one that doesn't understand that there's like social media now, and that you can kind of people can Google these things, and there's conspiracy theorists everywhere that come up with this. I mean, I just told you, I think it was off air. I told you about this. Oh, maybe it was on, about this theory that the movie The Rock was just a James Bond movie.
Yeah, you did.
In the future, right. Like it was just another. It took place. It was the last James Bond movie starring Sean Connery. You know, you would only see that in the world we live in, the conspiracy theory world we live on with YouTube, with Google. You would never have gotten that theory back in 1994. Baseball hasn't figured out that people like have endless time on their hands now with the internet, and they just love to troll and peruse and check things out. Well, there you go. This is amazing. Like, if this is true, which you'll never be able to prove.
Right, exactly. That's going to be the difficult part.
But if this is true, like, this is a game. This is an ender. This is just so stupid.
I mean, for Pete Alonso to come up and make those kinds of, you know, theoretical connections or correlations based on how the baseball is handled in a heavy hitter market versus a pitcher heavy market, That's wild to me. And I just don't get why Major League Baseball just continues to find themselves in these kinds of, you know, whether it be theoretical accusations and controversies or actual ones with foreign substances or whatever the case may be, to be in negative light when it comes to dealing with issues that for a lot of us, we're like, why is this even a thing that Major League Baseball has to continue to deal with? That's the part that bothers me, because they have so many other issues to try and grow the game when it comes to younger players and younger fans who want to be a part of the game. That for these things to kind of come up, it just makes, for me, people potentially want to turn off the idea of watching or participating in baseball in that case.
Autoflex Leasing, fan text, 877-881-1053. This is stupid. Your value comes from your ability over average. If every player is affected, that doesn't change. Especially in 2021, we're not looking at raw numbers. That there's truth in that. But if you're a guy like Pete Alonso, who's hit 50 home runs in a season before, and he's sitting at 9 right now, which is half of what like Shohei Ohtani's got. That's major for him. And maybe Pete Alonso's a guy who has feasted on less than great contact, but a ball that still travels well enough to just get over the fence. There are those guys out there. And if you don't make like this, the baseball now has become where you better make great contact this year. So you've got to get the baseballs. You've got to prove it. There's a way to do it. Will baseball allow it? Who knows?
That's fascinating stuff there. That's a wild accusation from one Pete Alonso, who clearly feels very strongly about what's going on in terms of a potential hitter's market and baseballs. Troy, apparently the Mets play-by-play, not necessarily a fan of instant replay.
No, this is Gary Cohen. Gary Cohen was doing the Mets play-by-play the other day, as he always does. Is that on, not Yes Network?
No, that's SNY.
SNY. He was on SNY. He is not a fan of instant replay because, number one, it takes too long. And number two, what's the point if you don't get it right? This is great.
Here it is. Ball in glove, foot not yet on the bag. And these are the ones that just make you tear whatever hair you have left out.
I'm doing it right now.
I mean, there's just no reason for this to be taking so long. You're worried about pace of play? Nothing slows down the pace of play more than this. And they call him safe. After all of that,
just awful.
They take so much time and they get it wrong. I just don't understand. How can that be? What is the point of having review if they don't even get the calls right?
I mean,
pathetic.
Just leaves everyone bewildered.
It's just pathetic.
What are we doing?
Just
here?
Take the whole system and throw it in the garbage.
Okay, second base first. He goes to step on. He's not sure he gets it, so he rakes his top of foot across the bag. Caught it there. And then the throw to first base, and you be the judge at home.
It only has to go hit something in the mitt before the foot hits the bag, which clearly it did. And yet they didn't overturn the call, and it took them forever to not overturn it. It's a joke. It's a total and utter joke.
Now, here's the thing. Gary's not like some noob on the scene.
No.
He's been with the Mets since like the late 80s. I think 89 maybe or 90.
Something like that.
He's been around for quite some time, and he even knows how pathetically bad it is. Not just the instant replays, but also you talk about the Blues and what's going on with them. And by the Blues, I'm talking about the umpires and how they cannot call balls and strike correctly. Major League has a major problem. And it's not just social media, not interacting with the young demo. Everything they're doing now is wrong.
This happened yesterday in the Rangers game with Adolis Garcia. It took forever to get the call wrong again.
Yeah. But, you know, one thing he's wrong on, though, is like nobody – the pace of play ain't the reason why they're not watching. They're not watching because there's no stakes for the game. The games don't matter. Why does nobody watch regular season baseball? The same reason they don't watch regular season NBA. They can just watch tomorrow night. Yeah, like the football, you have to watch. You can't miss. You got one of 17. You got in baseball, you've got to watch. You don't have to watch. You've got one of 162. And in the NBA, you got 82 games. You don't have to watch them all. You wait till the postseason. In the NBA, you wait till the postseason because everyone makes it. And in baseball, it's like, maybe I'll catch a game on Friday. but I'll miss Friday. Maybe I'll get the Sunday game. But it's like, come on. Like he is right, though. Get it right. If you're going to do it, get it right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.